Forest.
A forest, alright. But let's think just for the purpose of, say, having syrup. Or the purpose, say, well, what would you call that small area where you just had a lot of little maple trees there and you were going to use them for the purpose of syrup? Any particular name? Let me list a few and see if any of these might ring a bell. Something like a maple grove or a sugar bush or a sugar orchard or sap
bush. I imagine
bush.
It would be a maple grove.
All right. A kind of tree with broad leaves which are shed all at one time, with bark that peels, with little knobs or balls, and with tough wood used for chopping blocks might be called what kind of tree?
Sycamores, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. Can you list any other common trees found in your area?
Hardwoods.
Alright. Well, any
oaks,
kind.
Oaks, pines, cedars.
What about that real
sweet gum?
Pretty tree that blooms down there that's kind of...
Magnolias.
Uh-huh. And don't you have a red one of some kind? It has red blooms on it, or do you?
It has red leaves. It resembles blooms. That's maples, but it's not the sugar maple.
It's a different kind of maple.
Uh-huh. We have the ash and dogwood. And, we have a lot of trees.
What kind of tree would you call the one that George Washington was supposed to have cut down?
Cherries.
You think he really did it? You think he cut down that tree?
Yeah, I think he did.
Okay. A bush that grows along the road or by a fence. The leaves turn bright red early and small clusters of berries grow on them. It's called what kind of bush? Old people used to use them in tanning leather.
That'd be the red oak, wouldn't it? No.
I think it's poison to some people if you get in it.
I know what you're talking about, but I can't think of the name.
Would it be anything like, have you ever heard of the term sumac?
Yeah.
Is that what you would call it?
Red sumac.
Sumac? All right, let's think for a minute about some more things that you wouldn't want to get into. For instance, a kind of bush that might break your skin out and cause some irritation might be called what kind?
Sumac or vine would be poison ivy.
Okay, do you have any other terms besides poison ivy for it? A red berry that you eat with sugar and cream is called what kind of berry?
Huckleberry.
All right. What about the kind that we might also put on cake? They're called what kind?
Strawberries.
Yeah. And the kind that have red berries that have a rough surface, and some are red and some are black.
Blackberries.
What about the other kind of berry that starts with an R?
Raspberry.
There are some berries that are dangerous, and you might tell someone to be careful about those berries because they might be
poison.
A tall bush with clusters of beautiful pink and white flowers is what kind of a bush? The bush blooms in late spring, and it has clusters of big pink and white flowers on it. Okay, would it be something like a mountain laurel?
We don't have any.
What about bigger ones that have long segments of stems and these grow further up in the mountains? Are you familiar with anything
no.
like that? Have you seen anything like a rhododendron where you live?
Mm-mm.
Okay, those would be mountain plants. A large flowering tree, which you do have, and it has shiny leaves and big white flowers on it.
Gardenia.